French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau attacked the period known as the Enlightenment for its reason. Satan does the same thing. I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Last time, as we discussed cultural Marxism, we focused on a French philosopher by the name of Rousseau, who really attacked the Enlightenment because of their decision to focus on and use reason in making decisions. Well, he assumed and thought and taught that that was the original sin of mankind, that Adam and Eve focused on and used reason. So he attacked the period known as the Enlightenment by claiming that reason is and was the death knell for civilization. Well, what's the opposite of reason? Reason keeps us making correct decisions devoid of emotion. So when we take reason out of the picture, we're making decisions that are based on emotion. And that's what's happening in society today. Political correctness is a process by which people make emotional decisions based on the way they feel about something. Reasoning that leads to absolute truth is always the best way to make a decision, since our feelings and our emotions can bring about a false perception of something. Even when something is absolute truth, we can come to believe that it's not. Now, in American society, we recognize, and I kind of went over this last time, that our founding fathers created a country that was based on biblical principles. And these principles are tested, they're known, they're understood to be full of veracity. Reason cannot cause people to disown them. However, faulty reasoning based not on truth but on emotion, can create a desire to overthrow those biblical decisions. Now, to Rousseau and others who believe as he did and do believe as he did, reason is the problem. It's not the solution. That's what they say. That's what they think. Reason has created the mess that civilization is in. That's what they think. Now, reason, they say, has caused all sorts of problems in society, not least of which is the haves versus the have-nots. Reason would cause some individuals to create ways of making themselves very rich at the expense of the rest of society, because people could reason. It was not long before inventions occurred, as well as ways to live better lives. To Rousseau, this created problems because, as he believed, reason creates selfish awareness, a desire to serve self. I would fully disagree with that. I believe that faulty reasoning based on emotional virtue is what creates a selfish awareness. The reason that made civilizations inequalities possible also made the better off uncaring about the suffering of the less fortunate. Reason, according to Rousseau, is opposed to compassion. Reason generates civilization, which is the ultimate cause of the sufferings of the victims of inequality. But reason also then creates rationales for ignoring that suffering. Okay, this is what Stephen Hicks wrote about what Rousseau believed. So in Rousseau's opinion, serving self, or what he called egocentrism, created the ills of society. I would agree with that. But he believes this occurred with the onset of reason, something I would completely disagree with. Without reason, Rousseau believes there would be none of these ills. Reason is what engenders egocentrism, and reflection strengthens it. Reason is what turns man in upon himself. Reason is what separates him from all that troubles him and afflicts him. Philosophy is what isolates him and what moves him to say in secret, out of the sight of someone else. When he sees someone else suffering, he says, perish if you will, but I'm safe and I'm sound. That's another comment by Stephen Hicks. Now, I would contend, as the Bible does, that man turns in upon himself due to the fallen nature, which has nothing to do with accurate or truthful reasoning at all, but a morbid feeling that we need to be constantly placating self. Again, this is what was really behind the fall of Adam and Eve. It stemmed from the inordinate desire, faulty reasoning, to cater to self in spite of the truth, which was reason, that God had explained to them about what would occur if they chose to ignore his warnings. They really didn't even need to reason over it. They simply needed to believe what God said. It was their faulty reasoning that lit up their emotions. And their emotions fed the faulty reasoning. It wasn't reason that drew Adam or Eve to the fruit in the first place. It was emotion. Had neither Eve nor Adam been emotionally drawn to the tree's fruit, or emotionally drawn to be separate from God's mandates, the tempter, Satan, would not have been able to make a strong enough case to get them to sin. But the temptation became something that triggered their emotions, and it was that emotional pull that was created that brought about their failure to resist temptation and obey through reason. Reason was not the problem. Inordinate emotional pull or faulty reasoning, which created or catered to their emotions, was the problem. Now, we see this throughout society today, especially here in America. People too often react from their emotions. They don't react from reason, and certainly not from right thinking. I've dealt with this previously in this series when I talked about it based on a chapter in my book called Uninformed. This type of person knows little of reason based on factual information or what we might call absolute truth. They only know how to respond to life situations through emotions, and that's what they do. They want something, so that's what they go after, irrespective of what reason might try to tell them of whether or not it's an appropriate pursuit. Reason is going the way of the dinosaur, and we have people like Rousseau to thank for it. It is being dismissed from society and from civilization in general by a number of people every day. Reason doesn't really exist anymore. Instead, emotion, based again on faulty thinking, rules the mind of too many people. People wanted Obama to win re-election, so they voted for him multiple times, as we're finding out. And as they have admitted, in spite of the fact that it's illegal, people want to receive free money or free phones from our government, in spite of reason that says it can't last forever. And that's what they pursue until they have what their emotions say they want. It's the emotional pull that creates their direction in life. It's not reason. Reason does not guide many in society anymore. Emotional blindness does. And because of it, society has become feeling-oriented and dumbed down. People are no longer able to reason through situations using the solid base of biblical truth. They see no value in it. They only see value in what they want from society, whether they deserve it or not. Though this is completely unreasonable. These people never stop to consider that they're wrong in their thinking. Do they have the capacity to even understand what I'm saying? It's doubtful. Now, God did not make human beings so that we could live our lives based on feeling. Yes, he gave us emotions. But emotions should not be used to guide us. It's fine when our emotions react appropriately to situations as indicators. When someone we love dies, we cry. When we hear something funny, We laugh. These are proper expressions of our emotions. Yet for too many people, emotions guide the way they live their lives. If they're so angry with someone that they would like to harm that person, chances are good that they do harm them. And then they justify their actions with an attempt at reason. But the reasons they use have nothing to do with true logic or truth. Their reasoning is still based on the way they feel about someone or something. Much of cultural Marxism today has been stimulated by people like Rousseau. It's the way they think, and their thinking has permeated society and civilization. They have endeavored to help people become worse than animals, which at least live by instinct. Animals do not live by emotion. Emotion is not necessarily part of their life, but they don't live by it. It is part of their life at times, right? Especially if you have a domesticated animal, a cat, a dog. They learn to show favorable emotions to you based on what they're feeling as a response to you. But again, they don't live their lives by it. Wild animals hunt to survive. They understand through a form of instinctual reasoning that without food, they're going to die. Therefore, they hunt. Period. Animals don't necessarily kill because they enjoy killing. Though because of the fall of humanity and the curse on creation, it's likely that some animals do stupid things because of that. But in general, animals kill because they need to eat or because the other animal is somehow seen as a threat to their own survival. Now, in chasing after emotional quote-unquote needs, people have become enslaved. They have become enslaved to emotions. And they react from that vantage point. They don't react based on their reasoning, or I should say true reasoning at all. If they argue that they're using reasoning, it's faulty at best, not truthfully or biblically sound. If you look at the way the left routinely thinks, it becomes clear that they do not approach the Bible as absolute truth. It's obvious. If they reference the Bible at all, to them, it is relative truth. And it is self-serving. The Bible is seen as a movable palette of truth to be used where it can be made to fit into certain situations. It's not absolute truth by any stretch for those on the left, if they even acknowledge the Bible at all. This is not the way the authentic Christian sees the Bible. To the true conservative Christian, the Bible is absolute in its unerring presentation of truth that is applicable to all situations, regardless of the way people may feel about the Bible and what it has to say. There are plenty of people on the left who claim to be Christian. Some even have Rev, R-E-V, in front of their name. Unfortunately, their understanding of the Bible belies the fact that they do not view it as the final authority on anything. It's merely a set of instructions or guidelines that allows the goalpost to be moved as a person or group sees fit. The Bible, I have news for them. The Bible is either absolute truth or it represents no truth at all. It says one thing or it says nothing. This is the biggest reason why those who insist on and pursue cultural Marxism seek to move American society away from biblical principles, because they are very aware of the fact that as long as people revere and believe in the Bible, accepting it as authoritative, no real ultimate progress toward a society fully based on cultural Marxism can exist or last. Rousseau inspired cultural Marxists' aim to convert the United States from a truth or virtue-based community to a wilderness of wildly autonomous selves. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be back next time, and I hope you will too. And until then, may God open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.